Well, let's head to Sligo this evening because the Tread Softly Festival is getting underway there in a few days' time. It's inspired by the Yeats brothers, and John Carty, director and actor with the Blue Raincoat Theatre Company, is with us to tell us a wee bit more. And I understand I'm pulling you away from rehearsals, John, so I better not hold you too long or they'll be getting very angsty and irritated with me. How are you?
Fine, no problem.
So tell me this, Tread Softly, explain the concept behind it. You're into your seventh year, but remind us what it's all about.
Well, it is the seventh year, started in 2012. And I suppose the inspiration is the two Yeats brothers, as you've said, and the landscape and the stories that inspire them in County Sligo. So that was the kind of catalyst for the original idea, and it has expanded into many, many different areas and of visual arts and the spoken word and theatre, and even incorporated the Yeats Summer School as well too into this year, which is in its 59th year. So. And there's a number of lectures as part of it as well. So it incorporates many, many things locally and internationally as well.
How do they get on, do we know? What kind of relationship do they have?
Well, I was involved in researching. I did a little story on Lily and Lolly, who are also not really that well known, about the two sisters.
Mm.
But in my research, I got the feeling that in many ways, although Jack and William got on okay, I got the feeling that Jack hightailed it to Devon, where he lived with a beautiful woman by all accounts, and kind of stayed out of the family affairs, which incorporated William, Lily and Lolly, and the father, John.
And was it anything to do with the fact that William had become a sort of a success? And maybe Jack felt he was, you know, his art was being overshadowed.
No, I think he just did it on the quiet.
Okay.
I think he just wanted to be out of the limelight. And and the two of them were running, as far as I can gather, were running in parallel in terms of their success. But he just did it in a more quiet and focused way, outside the gleam, I suppose, of the Yeats family.
And yet outside of Ireland, you know, people would reference William Butler Yeats, but would they know about Jack Yeats's work?
I think he's highly well known and highly regarded everywhere. And his paintings, I would have thought, would sell very well currently, I suppose, growing as well too. But if when you see the collection, a beautiful collection we have up in the Nyland Gallery here, some of the paintings and some newly acquired paintings from his father John as well too, beautiful paintings. So as far as I know, I'm not an expert on the visual arts, but and his life. But I think his work is highly regarded internationally.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the events as part of the festival, and I just noticed the Playboy of the Western World, a reading of that by Singh. What did that have to do with Yeats then?
Well, I suppose we've got to have to expand it out beyond as well, too, because, Jonathan Milton Singh would have been contemporary of Yeats, would have been involved in the Abbey Theatre with Yeats, would have been writing in some regards of the same time, but looking at it slightly in a different perspective, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To be more inclusive rather than tunnelled, I suppose, you know.
So if I'm pulling you away from rehearsals this evening, what rehearsals are underway?
Well, tonight I'm just we've got a rehearsed reading of The Playboy of the Western World, and I am just doing a reading of that with the group, because it's working with amateur performers from the locality, from Tubbercurry and from Sligo Drama Circle, the Phoenix Players in Tubbercurry. And so because they work during the day, I work with them at night in that. But I'm also involved in another production as well too, from Flat Out. But I'm doing a production under the Blue Raincoat Theatre Company banner of Purgatory, by WBAIDS. So and I'll be starting that on Monday.
And right, so that's one of his plays. Do we know how that was received at the time? Was it liked? Was it? How did the critics respond?
It was one of his last plays. I think it was by that stage it was well received. Because he presented it probably in the Abbey at the time, because it wasn't as, say, because some of the earlier plays were actually presented in drawing rooms in London, because they were slightly a little bit left of centre for the Abbey at the time, and then they were brought subsequently into the Abbey. But this is a late play, one of his last plays, and deals with the themes of loss and love and life and death and looking back and the legacy that one has. But it's a beautiful, simple story told about a father and son going back to an old stately home, which was his former family home, and starts the story of how he came to be a beggar man, and how the story of the house, how the house was burned, and his connection to it is unravelled throughout the short play. And it's a lovely, lovely piece. Yeah.
Well, it's all going to form part of the Tread Softly Festival. There's also, I understand, there's a series of guided walks by informed and charismatic locals.
Are you one of the informed and charismatic locals? Pardon?
Are you one of the informed and charismatic locals?
Not me. No. I need a script in order to be charismatic in any shape or form now. No, there's kind of highly knowledgeable people. Obviously, we're steeped in mythology here in Sligo as well, too. So, which the Yeats brother would have fed upon. And so people will be... There's a beautiful... thing, apart from the guided walks, which will be conducted by archaeologists and people who are just knowledgeable about certain areas and certain landscapes and their connection through from mythology or through the history of the landscape. But a number of visual artists and sculptors will go out with one of these, with Pádraic Meehan. I think he's a kind of a historian, mythologist, and is also an archaeologist. And he will lead them across a mountain called Gawain, and it has connections to mythology. And they will be inspired by that, and then they will come back to the factory performance space and spend a week making and doing, I suppose, and creating. And we shall see the fruits of their creations at the end of that time. And maybe some of them might take longer, so we'll see what they create from that. So that's a lovely idea.
Great stuff. Yeah, it sounds lovely. Well, listen, we'll let you get to rehearsals.
Can I just tell you that the Purgatory is on the 27th, Orla, at 10 p.m. It's quite odd because it's a 10 p.m. start, and it's out at Hazelwood House, which is a house that's outside Sligo, and so it's site specific work. So it'll be a treat. We've gone to the beaches before with some of the Yeats plays, and up to the mountains. So we're going out to Hazelwood House,
And hopefully the weather will hold up for you as well.
I think so. We're looking good, though.
I think we're looking good. I think we are. The festival website is treadsoftly.ie. If listeners want more details about where to get tickets and what to see and what's going on, it starts on the 19th of this month and runs until the 29th. Runs for 10 days. John, the best of luck with it.
Thanks very much, Orla.
Thanks very much. Cheers. We let you get Thank back you. To us. John himself, John
much
Carty.
Obliged.
Cheers.
Orla.
Cheers. Bye. Take care. John, a director and actor with the Blue Raincoat Theatre Company. Treadsoftly.ie is their website address to find out more details on that. This is The Green Room on News Talk. Back in a moment.